These are called vaibhav. See vaibhav. Chit, achit, and jeev. Let jeev be chit. No? No, it is not full chit. It should be jar. No, jarred not. It is chit. So it will come, it will not come in chit shakti, either in jar shakti. So it is a third shakti, tatastha. It is a very low potency, little. But it can move in chit world as well as achit world. A chit cannot be jar, and jar cannot be chit. But by the aghatan, ghatan patyasi shakti, understand? A thing cannot be done, but yet it is done. Krishna has so much power. So by that power, shakti, achinchi shakti, jeev is a particle chit, but it can go and understand him, this body is myself. Krishna, any swans avatar, up to says, they will not think like so. But jeev can understand like this, I am this body, I am this hair, I am the eyes, I am this body. But Krishna and the parts of Krishna, swans, will not think like so. So, in Vaikuntha Jagat, there are numerous, countless Vaikuntha. That Vaikuntha is endless. No length, limit of length and breadth. What is called Vaikuntha? Everything in this world has two or three dimensions. Length, breadth,
height,
and thickness.
No?
In the whole world there is nothing after these three dimensions. But a prakrit vastu has four dimensions. More than that, not limited in three things. Anyone cannot measure jeev. They cannot limit in length, breadth and thickness any of the gopis. Krishna himself, Vaikuntha, Atma, and the all the things of Vaikuntha. But here in this world, from mountain and to ocean, these things, trees and everything can be calculated and can be measured. But that is why it is Vaikuntha. Kuntha means to measure. Or by
beyond
that limit is Vaikuntha. Our mind, our eyes, our all things cannot measure anything. That are prakrit. So it is called Vaikuntha. So there are unlimited Krishna Dham, Govinda Krishna Hari, all take Vishram there.
Rest there.
Rest there. Dibhuj, though Krishna is unlimited, no measurement, no length, breadth and thickness, but yet he is seen as a man, having clothes and 3.5 hands length, one this breadth. Kans, Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, all went to Krishna to measure Krishna, but they could not. Putana thought that he is a boy, I can kill her. And on Trinavarta or Ektasur?
Saptasur.
Saptasur and Trina, they knew that he has no this body. I will crush him. He will not see me. But Krishna saw them and crushed themselves, those demons. So very beautiful Krishna shape, having flowers, having so much beauty in him, and Krishna has unlimited aprakrita guna, transcendental qualifications, which cannot be seen in any of the swans or any jiva. Only one can see a very drop in all devata and a very particle in jiva and full in Narayan and all others, and in Dwarkesh Purnatar, and in Krishna in fullest esteem. Without knowing all these things, anyone cannot chant Hari name, Vishuddha. They should know all these facts. All these are called Chid Vaibhav, what we explained. But all are not prakrit, but aprakrita, transcendental. They come from originally from Golok Vaikunth Vrindavan Dham, and they are seen like worldly material things, but yet all these are, and the parikara of Krishna, associates of Krishna, are the ornaments of Krishna, the clothes of Krishna, earring of Krishna, flute of Krishna, all are transcendental. Anyone cannot give bansi in fire and do strike. Any of these things cannot be described, cannot be touched by worldly persons. All are beyond this. They have come to this world, are seen like them, similar, but not same thing. So we see that Guru and Vaishnava are in us, and they are making it. They make urine, they take food, they sometimes anger, but yet they are above all these things. Worldly persons are misguided and they do aparadha in their lives. They think that Guru has taken birth and Guru has died, but Guru does not take birth. Krishna does not take birth.
No die.
Kans thought, Jarasandha, Duryodhan, Shishupal, all thought that he has taken birth and he will be dead and he will be destructive. But anything from that world which has come to this world, Radhakund, Shyamkund, Giriraj, Govardhan, all, they are not worldly things. They are seen like worldly things. So, All the chit vaibhav has are transferred by chit shakti. All the jiva has been transferred by tatastha jiva shakti. And all the worldly things has come out from
maya shakti.
From this prakrit shakti, jada shakti.
What
is jada?
Material energy.
So there are three kinds of vaibhav. Chit vaibhav, jiva vaibhav, and this achit vaibhav. Chit vaibhav always beyond the limit of kal and desh. Desh means?
Country,
and all these things. And within kal, out of kal.
Out of time.
And out of? They can be measured, all. But anything extra of that thing, they will not be made. They will seem like same, but not same. All the demons have done mistake here. They thought that the person, all these things are destructible and mountain, but really no. So it is called Vishnu Pada. Chid Vaibhav is called Vishnu Pada. So Guru Dev is Vaibhav of that place, he is Vishnu Pada. All the Vaishnava, really who Uttam Vaishnava, are all Vishnu Pada. And these Vibhuti, Chid Vibhuti, are called Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva. Krishna is Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha. Jiva are Mishra Sattva. Mixture Sattva. And worldly things are? Mishra Sattva means in Jivas, Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Mad, Moh, Mah, Sarja, all these things. Kam, Lust, Krodh, Anger, Lobh, Greed, good for worldly things. No? Mad, anything, money, beautifulness, worldly vidya,
knowledge,
power, if comes, we become mild. This is called Abhiman.
Proud.
All are mixed in jiva. When jiva is controlled by this body, maya. Actually he is above all these things. But by that shakti, jada shakti, he has been empowered. So in Vishuddha Sattva, no Raja Sattva Raja Tama. So, in Shuddha Sattva, coming from Golok Vaikunth, from Chit Shakti, no Sattva Raja Tama. Sattva Raja Tama is coming from this worldly maya. And it is mixed with jiva. And jiva has become Tadatma. There is only Sambit,
Sandhini,
Ladini. Where Raja, Tama and Sattva are mixed, they are mixed Sattva. In jiva they are mixed. But in not this, in love, these are pure
worldly.
Achit.
Spiritual.
You should know that a Krishna and Krishna name, Krishna Katha, all are transcendental. anyone cannot touch. We cannot touch the name by our tongue. We cannot touch Harikatha by our ears and
mind.
We cannot touch Mahaprasad by our tongue. If you have a tendency to serve them and being what?
Surrendered
to Gurudev and Krishna, then they may come to our tongue, name, and Krishna can be seen by eyes. These eyes cannot see. Then Atma eyes will be tadatma with these eyes, and we see that these eyes are seeing, but actually these eyes don't see. Govinda, Vaikunthana, Karnodakshai. Karnodakshai, who sleeps in
Karan's
ocean. Garbhodakshai, Khirobdakshai. All these are swans. Swans, you know? Swans?
Parts of Krishna.
Parts of Krishna, we are also?
Closer parts than we are. They're direct expansions.
हम को लेने गए महाराज जी को ले गए भेदभाव कर रहे हैं ना ठीक आप भेद
manifestation
हैं Krishna when he is with his all qualifications and all shakti powers sambit sandhini hladini chit jeev maya everything when he is with that shakti then the part of Krishna are called swans and when he is only connected with jeeva shakti only then jeev comes and it is called divinans. So all these swans are Shuddha Sattva. Jeev is Mishra Sattva. And all these worldly things are Jada Sattva. Goloke Vaikunthe are Karana Sagare Athava e Jade Thake Vishnu Nama Dhare Praveshi e Jada Vishnu Mayaradhi Vishnu Nama Prapta Vibhu Sarvadesh is Mayar Ishwara Swami Shuddha Sattva. All the Ishwars, Swans, are master of Maya. They cannot be controlled by Maya. They can control Maya all. Mitra Sattva, Brahma, Shiv, Adi, Sab, Hai. Brahma, Shiv, as a jeev and as a function, they are Mishra Sattva. They have to come in this world and they have to create all these things and to destroy. Like Brahma is mixed with Raja and she is mixed with
Tama
and
Vishnu
is Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva. E Samadra Vishnu Tattva R Vishnu Dhan Tau Siddhvai Dhaunat Sri Vidyana. Dhirajar Ehi Pare. Crossing Virja in our side. Other side is Vaikuntha and Chit Vaibhav. And crossing Viraja, be Raja. There is no Raja, no Tama, no Sakta, This is called
Niraja.
And above that, only Chit Vaibhav. And in crossing, Achit Vaibhav. So what we see in this world are Achit Vaibhav. We are seeing this body, this is Achit Vaibhav. But we are not seeing Atma. Atma is Mishra. And Krishna and all her parts are Chit Vaibhav. Fourteen loks. Before Viraja, Mayar Vaibhav, Bole Devi Dham, all are Devi Dham. Panchabhut, Monobuddhi, Ahankarna. Panchabhut. What is Panchabhut?
Five
elements. Jara bolo jaya sir, tab dhire dhire bole. Dhire dhire bajaye. Dhire dhire. Panchabhut. Five
elements.
What?
Earth, water, fire, air, ether.
And made by all these things are all Panchabhut. Man, buddhi, mind, buddhi,
intelligence,
and ahankar,
false ego.
Ego means
ahankar.
Solo nasab. There is an Atma, there is a Linga Sharir.
Subtle body.
Atma, Shuddha Chit, Anu. Man, Buddhi, Ahankar. And Vasana. Vasana means? Our desires. I love Amu. I love that lady. I love that Purush. These are called Linga Deer. Are Shuddha Swap, but all are very little. They are quite vilakshan from Linga Dev, quite different from Linga Dev. We think that we are doing bhajan by this mind, and by this buddhi. But actually it is not right. How? We are doing bhajan by hearing the upadesh of our guru, by shastra, by Krishna. If there is no Shastra, no Krishna words, no Gurudev, then there are so many wild persons and so many persons in other countries. Why they don't do bhajan? Lakhs and lakhs, years and births. Swamiji went there and told, and so many persons began to do bhajan. So it depends only on the mercy of Krishna and his associates. That is why we are doing bhajan. By mind and by buddhi, we cannot do. Bhur, Bhuva, Swaha, Mahajana, Papa, Sapta, Seven, Up, Namaskar. Namaskar. And Atal, Sutal, Vital, Pal, Talatal, Rakal, Patal. At seven?
Lower.
All are Mike Vaibhav. Jad Vaibhav. But not material.
Non-transcendental.
Material. Chit Vaibhav is shadow of that Chit Vaibhav. Jiva is not shadow, but not Purna, not
full. Not complete,
no. Krishna is Satchidananda. In that, only Chit of Krishna and very little particle is Jiva. By Gathan,
form,
by actual form, he is Chid Vastu. They are agonic in number,
numerous in number,
uncountable.
In number.
And they all want sukh, happiness. All the jivas in this Maya Vaibhav, searching for happiness and shanti, peace. What is shanti? And what is happiness? Shanti or happiness are not one thing. Advaitvadi wants only shanti. No action of chit. These are called shanti. And when Krishna Vilas is there and gives something by serving, then it is called ananda arthi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, Sei Sukha Hetu. Sukha Hetu, for their happiness. Hetu, Jara Krishna Barila. For this happiness, to have him, this happiness. Those who
accept Krishna.
Accepted Krishna service. Forever, who has accepted, they are called Karisha. They are always Muktaji, unconditional soul.
So, thakle thak
swa those who thought that I will test maya and they selected maya for having pleasure, they are called vaimukhi. They have never tasted Krishna before. They have come from Pranab Gosai Vishnu. If anyone has tasted for Krishna and he has tasted and seen, he cannot come from that world. So it has been told that yad gatva na nivartante tad dham param. There is no evidence and there is no example for that anyone has come from there. Only by ichha of Krishna,
desire of Krishna,
his parikar may come and play a part, a role like that, like Jai Vijay. When the Jai Vijay was here, they were unconditional soul, mukta jeev. They were playing the part of, like Narada, he is always mukta jeev, he is not baddha jeev. He plays a role of that. The parikara of Krishna, none are of these material things. Demi dharay mayakrit sarir paiva. They have come from tatastha shakti and they, maya have given this
body
to them. And they are in the circle of moving papa and punya. Papa, punya?
Sin and good activities.
And changing there is full and linga sari. Changing there, this body.
Physical and astral body.
Gross and subtle.
Moving here and there. Anytime in swarga, anytime in narka, and in 84 lakh, 84 kinds of lakhs.
Species
of birds moving here and there for ever from anadi kal. No kal has been, no time has been given. Today we'll begin from that. Of jeeves, it has been told, conditioned soul and
liberated
soul, two souls. Those who are serving always, either in Vrindavan, either in Dwarka, either any part of Vaikunth, are liberated souls. There are so many kinds of liberated souls. Those who are serving in Shanta, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhur. There are five kinds of liberated souls. In them, those who are serving Krishna and Srimati Radhika in Vrindavan, they are higher classes of jeev, or highest. And those who are serving in Mathura and Dwarka, they are also liberated, but less than them. Their degrees of prem is less. And those who are serving in Vaikuntha to Narayan, Sri Ram, Nrisimhadev and all others are also liberated, but they have so much Aishwarya in them. Aishwarya means
opulence.
Means Narayan is Bhagavan, Ram is Bhagavan, Krishna is Bhagavan. Where this is the mood, then they are called Marjada Maya Bhakta. In Vrindavan, there is more and more opulence there, but covered with Madhurya. What is the meaning of Madhurya?
Sweetness.
Eh?
Sweetness.
Sweetness.
Conjugal love. Conjugal love in Dwarka also, in Ajodhya also. But not Madhurya. Having Parakiya Bhav. Those who are in this world covered with Maya, they are conditioned soul. They have no connection with Krishna. But yet those who are in this world have, by chance, by good luck, they have association, good association of bhakti, chaste bhakti, shuddha bhakti,
pure devotee.
Then they may take initiation from a qualified guru, bona fide guru, and then they are called unmukh jeev, inclined to Krishna. In this, there are three kinds of inclined jiva: kanishta, uttam, madhyam and uttam. Three kinds of. Those who are not inclined to Krishna, yet they do good works, like doing good to others, giving daan,
charity,
to serve rogis,
patients,
to give alms to others, to make charity, hospital, school, college and all these things. They are all karmi. They are called asmart or karmi. In this world, the proportion of the karmis are more. Very few those who are inclined to Krishna. There are so many jivas. They know nothing about all these things. They are like trees, animals, if they are in the shape of
human being, also.
Human being, but yet they are like an ash and other animals. Also there are trees and all other creepers, grasses and so many things. All are
same.
Conditional souls. Anyhow, if by chance, by good luck, anyhow they can have the darshan or sangha, association of any chaste Vaishnava, then there is Sukriti. And by the Sukriti they have more association. And then they go to Gurudev and take Diksha and go on.
महाराज ये जो कर्मी लोग हैं उनको किस अधिकारी
एटलीस्ट द एसोसिएशन ऑफ मध्यम अधिकारी गिविंग टेकिंग हियरिंग टेलिंग सर्विंग इट मेक्स सुकृति नॉट ओनली दिस बट एनीथिंग कनेक्टेड टू कृष्ण लाइक तुलसी गंगा जमुना ब्रज अयोध्या एंड ऑल अदर्स
Into Shiva also?
Mahaprasad, Charanamrita, all these things. They make Sukriti. And Sukriti, when greater, more and more, then they have Sadhusang. And by Sadhusang, Shraddha will come. And Shraddha will gradually develop and it will come to Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, then. Then he will be liberated from this world. If in a class of sadhu sangha, if anyone whose heart is somewhat clear, somewhat pure, then if he will know that I am Krishna Das, Krishna is God of God, His Supreme
Personality Godhead.
Personal, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now I am in Maya, in the control of Maya, and he will realize that all the things which I am collecting will not give me a little piece of happiness or shanti. Shanti means
peace.
Then he attracts more to that sadhu or that society. But in whole world it is very rare. We can tell that we are so many, but in comparison to whole world and whole universe, Brahmanda, the number of devotees are very few, and in numerous devotees, practically pure Vaishnava devotees will be very rare. Those who want to do only bhajan, and those who are surrendered to Krishna, like in the last slok of Gita, Sarvadharmana parityajyamam ekam. Then they will like Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami and other devotees, Haridas Thakur, Sivas Acharya. You know Sivas? Sivas Acharya?
Srinivas Acharya.
Sivas Pandit.
Sivas Pandit.
One day he was fasting. Nothing to take, and there were so many attendants to him, his wife, children, and so many things. Mahaprabhu told, he did 1, 2, 3. Mahaprabhu told, why you are clapping one and doing 1, 2, 3? Because you are not understanding. Then he told that we are fasting today, we are fasting, nothing to take, and if I will not get anything to take or to feed my children and wife, then too I will wait and chant Hare Krishna whole day. And if third day I will also wait and see. And if nothing is found, I will not do any
effort
to collect anything. But if fourth day I will not have I will wait for 3 days.
Jump.
1, 2, 3. Then I will
jump
in this Ganges water and
die.
Live my life. Then Mahaprabhu told that if Lakshmi will, Lakshmi mane?
Pretty meaning deity of oil.
Narayan, the goddess of wealth, will take
pot
and begging here and there, but in whole life will have not to be one for these things. No? But we have no such
faith.
So, doing all these things, we said that Krishna cannot give it all these things. So must we should try. So we do so many businesses, works and to collect this, and at last this remains and bhakti goes.
We should also do
whole day work for collecting all these things.
Pardon.
In night at the time of sleep, how to have all these things, what will I do next day, whole year, and he engaged himself and his mind in all this.